I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's population is at risk of starvation because of a severe drought and the effects of the country's economic meltdown. Crippled production and skyrocketing inflation makes food hard to come by. Global Aid Networker Gain USA Scott Hendricks says their staff is feeling the effects. They're now requesting food in lieu of paychecks, but are determined to see ministry go forward.
Many people won't come to the church, but when you come into a community, they're worried about feeding their family, and you're able to give them some food and talk to them about the love of Jesus Christ. We've seen some amazing results from that.
Next, the India Children's Choir has half their tour behind them and 6 months to go. The children are Christians from the hills of Manipur, northeast India. Their time in the U.S. is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Moy Padidi of Bibles for the World says some choir participants have later become lawyers and teachers. Since most of the children are trophies of missions, Padidi has a special prayer request for the rest of their travels.
Let us pray for the churches where they will minister, that God will open the hearts of the audience, and that there will be a revival of hearts and souls and spirit, revival of missions.
And Southern Baptist medical missions work may be entering a new era. The recent Global Medical Alliance Conference linked health professionals with medical missionaries overseas. Missionaries are creating new ways to use healthcare ministries and outreach without relying on traditional expensive medical institutions. How successful is it? Well, in one area, the International Mission Board Health Outreach helped launch some 500 churches in 3 years. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.